WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here. Welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. You know that feeling when life just feels heavy? Like you're wading through mud instead of strolling on sunshine? Yeah, we've all been there. Today, let's talk about something incredibly important. Understanding and managing depression. It's not a topic we shy away from here. We dig deep, get real, and offer some practical tools to help you navigate those tough times. Because, hey, even on cloudy days, we can find ways to shine through. Depression isn't just feeling sad. It's like a persistent fog that can cloud your thoughts, sap your energy, and make even the simplest tasks feel overwhelming. Ever felt like you're going through the motions but not really living? Like you've lost interest in things you used to enjoy? That, my friend, could be depression speaking. Let's break it down, because knowledge is power, right? First up, recognizing the signs. Depression can manifest differently in different people, so there's no one-size-fits-all checklist. But keep an eye out for persistent sadness, irritability, fatigue, changes in sleep or appetite, difficulty concentrating, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, and even thoughts of self-harm or suicide. If you're experiencing several of these consistently, it's crucial to reach out. Next, understanding the causes. Depression is complex, often a combination of genetic predisposition, life experiences, brain chemistry, and environmental factors. You know that saying it's all connected? Well, it really is. Stressful events, trauma, chronic illnesses, even certain medications can contribute to depression. Now for some practical tips. First, don't isolate yourself. Talk to someone you trust, a friend, family member, therapist, anyone who will listen with an open heart. Sharing your feelings can be incredibly therapeutic. Second, prioritize self-care. I know it sounds cliche, but it's essential. Get enough sleep. Eat nourishing foods. Move your body, even if it's just a short walk. Engage in activities that bring you joy, and practice mindfulness techniques like meditation or deep breathing. Third, professional help is a game changer. Therapy can provide valuable tools and strategies for managing depression. There are different types of therapy, so find one that resonates with you. Medications can also be effective in treating depression. Remember, seeking help isn't a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength and self-awareness. You deserve to feel better, and there are resources available to support you on your journey. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a talented graphic designer who's been feeling creatively drained lately. She used to love designing logos and branding for clients, but now the spark is gone. She feels exhausted all the time, can't focus, and even simple tasks like replying to emails seem monumental. She starts isolating herself from friends and colleagues, neglecting her hobbies and doubting her abilities. Does this sound familiar? Sarah's story highlights how depression can subtly creep into our lives, affecting our work, relationships, and overall well-being. Thankfully, Sarah reaches out to a therapist who helps her understand what she's going through and develop coping mechanisms. She starts practicing mindfulness techniques, gradually rejoins social activities, and rediscovers the joy in creating art again. This is just one example, but it underscores the importance of recognizing the signs, seeking help, and implementing practical strategies to manage depression. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. So, what are our key takeaways today? Depression is more than just feeling sad. It's a complex condition that can manifest in various ways. Pay attention to the warning signs. Persistent sadness, irritability, fatigue, changes in sleep or appetite, difficulty concentrating, and feelings of worthlessness or guilt. Remember that professional help is available and crucial for managing depression. Don't hesitate to reach out to a therapist or doctor. Prioritize self-care by getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, engaging in activities you enjoy, and practicing mindfulness. Don't let depression hold you back from living your best life. Take action today by reaching out to someone you trust, exploring therapy options, or simply starting with one small act of self-care. Remember, every step counts. Share this episode with someone who might benefit from hearing these words. Leave a review if it resonates with you. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, stay bright and remember, even on cloudy days, the sun will shine again.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.